The Gemara continues Daf Lamed Chesel Mit Beis towards the bottom. The Gemara just finished saying that La Olam we have a suffix. Yontav Asamach LeShabbos. Is it one kedusha or is it two kedushas? So Gemara said Bishleim, if it's one kedusha, I understand why Beis Shenol the Bezeh Asur Bezeh, because it's one kedusha. It's like the Beah was laid, the egg was laid on Shabbos itself in the afternoon. Of course, it's also for the same day. So if Yontav and Shabbos is one kedusha, I understand why Beis Shenol the Bezeh Asur Bezeh. But if it's two kedushas, so why should that Beah Shenol the Bezeh on Yontav be also on Shabbos? After all, it's two different kedushas, so Mele there shouldn't be an Issa Noilad by Beis Shenol the Bezeh. Why should it be Asur Bezeh? On that, Rabbi answered, there's a special din that only chol could be mechen for yontif, only chol could be mechen for Shabbos. Yontif cannot be mechen for Shabbos. Yontif mechen for Shabbos is the Issa Achona, and that's why Beis Shenol the Bezeh Asur Bezeh. On that, the Gemara had a kasha that yontif asomach l'Shabbos, we brought early in the Mishnah that you take the Erev back home, the Pasi, you take it back home after the first night of Yontif, and then you bring it back. You bring it back before the onset of Shabbos. The Chayra, Yontif is making the Shabbos, you bring it back. So if there's Issa Achona, Yontif is making the Shabbos. On that, Rabbi said that no, it's not Soifa Yom Koine Erev, it's not the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes that's Koine the Erev. It's Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev, meaning the end of Ben Hashmoshes. So then it's Shabbos Mechen La'atzmoy. So it's not called the Issa Achona because it's at the end of the day that the Erev is Chal. But you still need a Surah Ruyim B'Hayoyim. So that's why it needs to be Ruyim B'Hayoyim. That's what Gemara says. Lagin is not going to be a good Erev. By the case over there where the barrel is Tomei, only until the Erev Shemesh. But the point is, it's La'olam Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev. That means at the end of Ben Hashmoshes, so Shabbos Mechen La'atzmoy, it's not considered that Yontif is Mechen L'Shabbos, but at the same time, you have to have a Surah Ruyim B'Hayoyim. On this, the Gemara continues and asks 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara has a kasha on Rabbi. Rabbi that says there's an Issa Achon from Yontif to Shabbos, Zog the Gemara, Elohodom Rabbi Yudah. If you went before the onset of Yontif, Thursday before Thursday night, you went and you were Ma'ar Beraglov, not with pas. You went and you went with your feet over there and you parked yourself there. So you're Ma'ar Beraglov Yom Rishon. And now you go back to Iroi. So Ma'ar Beraglov Yom Sheni. You have to go back again before the onset of Shabbos. Ma'ar Beraglov. Iroi Bepas Yom Rishon. Likewise, when you placed pas the first day and you removed the pas after the onset of Yontif. Ma'ar Bepas Yom Sheni. At the end of the first day Yontif before Shabbos, you have to bring the pas again and be Ma'ar Pas again. Avdem frek di Gemara, if Yontif can't be mechim l'Shabbos, hokom mechim Yontif l'Shabbos. And Rashi explains, the Gemara's kasha is, dafke from Ma'ar Beraglov. Rashi says, bishlem ma'ar b'shein b'pas. That's not shver. Because since we said tchilas hayoyim koine erev, that means the Kenyan erev is taking place at the end of Ben Hashmoshes. And the erev of pas is taking place with shtika ba'alma. You're taking the same piece of bread again. The Gemara is later going to say, he's talking about the same kikar. So since that kikar was already, you shtelled it back before the onset of yontav, this is pas erev. And now you're taking that same piece of bread again. And the Kenyan is taking place, tchilas Tchilas Hayoyim, which means the end of Ben Hashmoshes. So that's not a Yontav Mechen L'Shabbos, and there's no Dibur at all, because it's a Shtika Ba'alma, and it's Memele Koni. Masha'enken, Irv Beraglov, Zog Rashi, the Havmin is, you have to say Shvi Sosi B'Mkoimi. So, when are you going to say Shvi Sosi B'Mkoimi? Obviously, it has to be said, Miboy Yoim, before the onset of Shabbos. So, Ibezoi, with his Maisa Mira of going there, then Yontav is Mechen L'Shabbos. And that's the Gemara's Havmin, that the Raglov needs an Amira. On that, Gufet Gemara answers, Omalei, Misavre, the Ozel, the Omamidi. When you Ma'ar Beraglov B'Sheni, you don't have to say anything. The Ozel, the Shosik, the Yosef. You don't have to say anything. The mere fact that you're going, that already is Koine Shvisa by being there. So since you don't have to say anything, so we don't see a Maisa Hachona. Hachona means that you're doing something substantial that we can look upon it as Yonta Mechen L'Shabbos. But if you're merely walking and going there, and you don't have to do a Dibur for the Yom Sheni, then that's not called Yontav Mechen L'Shabbos. Sok the Gemara Keman, Rabbi Yechim Menuri. This is according to Rabbi Yechim Menuri, Shita Davka L'Chayra, the Omar Cheftze Hefke Koine Shvisa. Meaning, that if let's say a person is sleeping somewhere on Erev Shabbos and it turns dark on him, so he's kind of shvisim him koimoi even without knowledge, because even though he didn't say anything, just like Chefze Hefker are kind of shvisim him koimom, even though he wasn't mischaven at all, he had no intent at all to be kind of shvisa, he didn't say anything, Chefze Hefker, so Hu Adin Yoshen is kind of shvisa. And that's Shitz Reb Yechem and Nuri, that Chefze Hefker kind of shvisa, just like Yoshen is kind of shvisa. So Hu Adin Ir Beraglov, you don't have to say anything. Ir Beraglov alone is kind of shvisa without any dibur. But the Chachomim that argue in Reb Yechem and Nuri, they hold that someone who's Yoshen is not kind of shvisa. So Adin Chefze Hefker not kind of shvisa. So Adin Ma'ar Beraglov would have to say shvisa bim koimi. It's not enough that they don't say anything. Just like Yoshen, it's not going to be kind of shvisa. Hu Adin Beraglov, it doesn't help by merely going, you would have to say something, and that would be called achana. So the Gemara says, no, I feel it rabbonon. Even the Rabbis Yesoid that he's saying now, that it works, Beraglov, would work even according to rabbonon that argue on Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. Because atkan aplik rabbonon leid Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, where did they argue? Elabi Yoshin, the Lemotzi Omar, when he's out of commission, when he's sleeping, so over there Rabbanon say, you're not kind of shvisa. Ava b'neir, someone is up and awake, and he's walking, and he's going beraglov, the boile meim Lemotzi Omar, the fact that he's up, he's able to say that he's kind of shvisa. So then, Afakav loy Omar, commander Omar domi, even if he didn't say anything, it's like he said it, so Amela, there's a difference between neir, that's kind of shvisa, even if he didn't say anything, even if he didn't say shvisas bim koimi, versus a yoshin, where we did a rabbonon taka say, you're not kind of shvisa. Now, the Achoinim have a kasha, and Mishbura brings, the Primogodim has a kasha, that if you're kind of shvisa b'shtika ba'alma, in order that it shouldn't be achona, and because a dibur would make into achona, so, l'chayra, how you ma'arev without a dibur, without a bracha? So, number one, you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah. And the erev itself that you're placing is a dvar mitzvah. So how could you be koine without a shtika ba'alma, without a bracha? After all, if it's a mitzvah, if the erev itself is a mitzvah, and ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah, so it's a birchas mitzvahs. So you need a bracha. So if you need a bracha, like the Bistrov says, by birchas mitzvahs, the bracha is a chelik of the mitzvah itself. So if you need a bracha, so then how could you say you're koine b'shtika? If erev tchumin is a dvar mitzvah, and ema avin el mitzvah, so how could it be b'shtika ba'alma b'raglav yekoina? What happened to the bracha for the erev, which would gufa make it into a ma'is achona? How could it be alidei shtika ba'alma l'chayra? If you need a bracha, then how would it work without a bracha b'shtika ba'alma? That's a prima godim kasha. Like every birchas mitzvahs, that you need a bracha, and like we take a find, the reason why olam lo yitraim, someone who cannot make a bracha, he can't take off truma because he can't make a bracha. So we see that you can't do the mitzvah without the bracha. So it was here too. How could you do the ma'isa mitzvah of Erev Tchumin if you can't make the bracha? Elma, you have to make the bracha. So then it's vayta da'achona. Then it's muchach that you're speaking. Then it's not shosik ba'alma. If you're making the bracha, it's not shosik. So one could be mechalik between a birchas ha-mitzvahs like hafroshes truma versus mitzvahs Erev. Because the mitzvah's erev, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Truma, a person's not allowed to have truma, tevel in his house without taking truma. So memela, you're mechuyev to be teirim, and an orim cannot be teirim because he can't be mevorech. Then taka, you need the brocha, and if you can't make the brocha, you can't be teirim. Mashenkin over here, a person doesn't have to make an erev tchumin. If he wants to travel, he has to make an erev tchumin. It's like shchita. It's not a birchsa mitzvah. The Achronim say it's a birchsa shvach. Because you're not mechuyev to shecht. If you want to eat, then you have to shecht. So that's not called a birchsa mitzvah. It's not like truma where it's a mitzvah to be mafrish, so it shouldn't be tevel. Even if you don't eat it, you're mechuyev to be mafrish because you can't have tevel. So then it's a mitzvah, so then it's followed as a bracha, and then it's a birchsa mitzvah. Over here, the Erev Tchumin is not something you mechuyev to do, so it doesn't make it into a birchas mitzvahs. It's like a birchas shvach. It's like shchita. You don't have to eat shochut. If you want to eat, then you have to shecht. So in Mele, since you don't have to go to the weiter to the Tchum, so then there's no chiv on the Erev Tchumin. So Mele, it's not a birchas mitzvahs that you would have to make a bracha, unlike Truma, where Orem Lo Yitroim. So Mele would not be considered that you have, what happened to the bracha, like the Achronim ask. You don't have to make the bracha. It's not a regular birchas mitzvahs. So if you don't have to make the bracha, then taki don't have the problem that it's achona because you taki go b'shtika ba'alma. That means since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyumis, so then you can taki go without being mevarach also. Because then the bracha is like a birchas shvach. It's not a regular birchas mitzvahs where it's a chiyuv. So Mela tzayich to be ma'ar without a brocha, so Mela won't have a problem b'chona. Now the Gemara is mechalik between Neir and Yoshin. By Neir, someone who's up, so even if he doesn't say anything, the fact that he's able to say, it's Kamanda Omar Domi, as if he said it, which is be'etzim a chiddush, because if the Dibur is koine de kinyan shvisa, so then it's shver, we'll see soon in the Gemara, because if it's a kinyan shvisa that you're doing out of the Dibur, where do you find back kinyonim that it, the chalois is you poil a chalois without a Dibur, if you need a Dibur? If you need a Dibur for the chalois kinyan, so then how could you be poil that chalois without a Dibur just because I'm able to? That's Dvarim Shebelev. We never say Dvarim Shebelev, shafa kinyan, even if it's muchach. So then how could you say over here that it would work without a Dibur because you're able to? So it's mashma that it's not a Dibur that shafs a chalois kinyan. It's merely just a gilu milsa that this pass is meant for the era, but that's not, the Dibur is not creating the maisa kinyan. It's really machlekes Rashi and Tosis before in Daf Lamed Aleph. We'll see soon in the Sugi Vayta. So maskonas haGemara right now, the Gemara is saying that lo'olam beraglov, you don't have to say anything, and that's why it's not called a chona. Frek the Gemara. If Rabbi would have known the following brisa that says lo yahalach odom l'soif sodeyu leida ma'itzchicha, that on Shabbos a person not allowed to go to the end of his field to see what needs to be done after Shabbos, because that's considered hachona. Kiyotziboy, likewise. Person should not go to the outskirts where the Beis HaMechatz was in order to be able to go to the Beis HaMechatz right at the Motzei Shabbos, right when Shabbos is over. Now, like Rashi says, the reason is because of Mimtze Chevtzcha David Dover. That's called Tzorchei Chol B'Shabbos. It's not Chepta Shemayim, it's Mimtze Cheptzecho, and that's also. So you're not allowed to be Metail. Now over here, you're not doing anything, you're not saying anything, you're merely walking. So we see that merely walking to somewhere is also, is considered a Maisa Achona. So how could you say that you're Ma'ar Beraglov, you know, since you don't need a Dibur, it's not considered Achona that Yontra is making a Shabbos? We see clearly from the Sugi and Shabbos that the merely walking is considered an Issa Achona. It's Mimtze Chevtzecha. So, and that's why it's also do this on Shabbos. So then, why would you say that Ma'ar Beraglov, even if it doesn't need a Dibur, is not Achona? L'choy, the Etzim Ma'ar Beraglov is a clear Achona. Like we see over here, they not allowed to be, you're not allowed to go with your raglov to the Beis HaMechatz for Motzei Shabbos, even if you're doing this on Shabbos, and merely going is considered a Maisa. And Rashi says on the top of the Omer, Lo Yitayel Odom, and at the end of the Dibur Maskel, he says, V'gabe Erev, Ibi Dibur Hava Osa, if it's Osa to make a Dibur, because that's called Achona, so B'shtikusa Nami Hava Osa. That means that we see over here that this going, even B'shtika, would be considered like a Dibur. It would also be Osa, because just like a Dibur is Osir because of Achona, from this Gemara in Shabbos, we see that Shtika Bahalicha would also be considered like a Dibur, and it would also be considered an Issa Achona. So that's what the Gemara's Kasha is, that if Rabbi would have known this following Braisa that we just said, and a person could not go to the Pesach Medina, then Hodabei, he would have retracted from what he said, that without a Dibur is not called a Maisa Achona. So Gemara v'lohi, this is incorrect. That what? That Shomale, he taka knows about this Braisa, he heard it. V'lohi hodabe, he would not retract. Because there's a fundamental difference between walking to the bathhouse on Shabbos and going to Sof Sadeyu to look and check out the agriculture versus going being Ma'ar Beraglov. Even though both are halich alone without a Dibur, there's a difference. The difference is as follows. Hosam mucha milsa. When a person walks to the bathhouse or soif sedei, it's muchach milsa. It's clearly what he's doing now is mimtze chevtzecha. He's going to check out his agriculture. He's getting ready to go to the bathhouse. Hocha mashenga when you ma'ar beraglov loy mucha milsa. There's no mucha milsa. It's not muchach at all. And the Machzah Shekel explains that this is gufa de havana, meaning we the Gemara's havana was that ir beraglov alone without a dibur is like a Dibur, just like it's also, it's Mimtze Chevtzecha. So the Gemara's goof is saying that no, because it's not Mucha Milsa, so the Halicha is not a Dibur, meaning it's not a Hachona. This Halicha would not be considered, it's like a Hira Ba'alma, it's not a Maisa Dibur. We don't see in this Halicha a Dibur. Over there, we see in the Halicha Mimtze Chevtzecha. Mashenken over here, the Halicha doesn't blab like a Dibur. It blabs like a Hira Ba'alma, and that's why this halicha alone would not be considered a dibur, and it's not considered a chana because it's not muchach. Why is it not muchach? So the Gemara explains the difference. The difference is hocha loy mucha milsa. Why is it not mucha milsa? Itzu merabononi. If he's a talmud chacham, the reason when he's ma'arv raglav, it's not nikkur at all. It's not muchach that he's doing ma'arv. If he's a talmud chacham, amrina shmeitz mashkasei. People say he got lost in his train of thought, in his learning. So mainly he's walking, he's taking a spatzir, but not because of being ma'arv raglav. V'yama oretzun. If he's ama oretz, amrina people say chamri irchaslei. He lost his donkey. He's going to search for his donkey and he's bringing it back. So Mela, that's not considered bichlal that it's muchach that he's going to be ma'ar biraglov. So Mela, you're allowed to take a bring, like Rashi says, you're allowed to bring your donkey back, even betech the tchum lebeis on Shabbos. So Mela, that would not be considered an issa of mimtze chavtzecha. Only something that's osa to do, but something that's mutter, there's no raya from the mere fact that he's walking there, that that's muchach that he's doing to be ma'ar. So it would not be considered a ma'isach on. Now the Gemara calls going to the Beis HaMechatz Mimtze Cheftzecha. Going to the Beis HaMechatz on Shabbos. For Motze Shabbos is Mimtze Cheftzecha. Frektach Sam Soifa, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yutes that Chamin B'Motze Shabbos Melugmo. It's a refuah to have hot water. Now hot water is a drashi over there in Shabbos. Lishtois V'Lirchoitz. To drink a hot tea, a hot coffee, and also to wash yourself. Take a hot shower. So we see clearly that it's a mitzvah. Now the halacha is that Cheftze Shamayim is not negayah. There's no mimtze cheftzecha when it's cheftze shemayim. So if it's cheftze shemayim, then it's not a problem of mimtze cheftzecha. The fact that you're allowed to be machshich for cheftze shemayim. The fact that it's melugma, so it's a mitzvah. So then what you're being machshich for is not cheftzecha. It's cheftze shemayim. In order to go to the Beis HaMechatz is nichlal in chamim motzavas melugma. Like Rashi says, lishtas v'lichoitz. So if you say, what's bichlal the is of mimtze cheftzecha? That's chesam soivis kasha. Zogt mal weiter gut vom Ravido ihre Beragla bi Rishon. If a person was ma'ar Beragla before the onset of Yontif. Yontif is Samach Shabbos. So before the onset of Yontif is ma'ar Beragla bi Rishon. And now he goes back to Iroi. So ma'ar Beragla b'sheni, you have to go again b'sheni and ma'ar Beragla. And the Rashba says that going back Beragla, it has to be dafke b'oysa mokum that you were exactly. And that's why you don't need a dibur. But if you go to Ruach Acheretz, if you go to a different direction, then Raglov would also need a dibur. Because the only reason why Raglov doesn't need a dibur because that he was the first day. But if it's a different place, then Raglov would need a dibur. However, the Meiri argues, the Meiri holds that Ir Raglov, even in Yom Beis, even if it's a different direction, doesn't need a dibur. Because Raglov Be'etzim doesn't need a dibur. And Lemaisa, the Mishabura, Paschal is like the Rashba. And he says that Avada, you can't go Beraglov Mokamacher. It has to be Lois and Mokam Dafka. But the Meiri is a Chiddush in the Sugi, because the Meiri is saying that Raglov never needs a Dibur, even if it's Ruach Acheretz on Yom Sheni. As a matter of fact, the Meiri even says, even if you were Ma'arav at all the first day, and you decide to be Ma'arav the second day Beraglov, you still don't need a Dibur, which is a Chiddush, because where you're being Poyal the Kenyan. So state on this Meiri, and we'll see later on in the Sugi, that Raglov, it blibes like gufoy. That's gufoy my mokum. This is where I am. You don't have to make a Kenyan shvisa bedibur because I'm here. So that's why the Meiri Shita is that it could even be Ruach Acheretz Beraglov. Raglov doesn't need a dibur be'etzim because my guf is here. So I'm here. So that's the guf of the Kenyan without saying anything. It's like Beisoy. Faket, you don't need a Kenyan. This is where I am. I live over here. I'm here. You don't need to make a Kenyan in your home. In your home enough to make a Kenyan. So zok the Meiri, Beraglov, you never need to make a Kenyan. Because you're here, so Matz, you don't need any dibur, even if it's beruach acheres. We'll see soon in the sugya. This is soit. So again, zok demor gufom ravido ira beragla biyam rishon. If you're ma'ar beragla biyam rishon, ma'ar beragla b'sheni. Pashas like the Rashba is that's bidafka ba'oisa mokum. Ira bepas biyam rishon. If you're ma'ar bepas the first day, ma'ar bepas biyam sheni. You have to use pas again the second day, and you bring the pas again if you brought it home. Before the onset of Shabbos, you wanted to be protected, the pas shouldn't be eaten by animals. So now you ma'ar b'pas again b'sheni. Enough to make a dibur. Because the fact that this same pas, the Gemara is going to say soon, we're talking about the same kikar, since already you were koine shvisa with the pas, so even though you removed it, you can bring the pas back. Zok the Gemara, ir b'pas b'rishoin, if let's say you ma'ar b'pas b'rishoin, ma'ar b'raglo b'sheni, you can ma'ar b'raglo b'sheni. However, Irav beragla berishoin, ein ma'ar bepas b'sheni. Pas b'sheni, you cannot start off on the before the second day, before the onset of Shabbos with a pas. Why? She'ein ma'arim betchila bepas. You can never do pass in a tchila, meaning starting off. You can't start off with pass during Yontif itself. Because if you're starting off pass, you always have to say a dibur. You have to say to be koine shvisa. And then we back to isachona. All the other cases, ira beraglov berishinov to ma'arav bedibur besheini beraglov. Especially if it's oisa makum. The Miri says even makum acheres. But the point is, you don't need a ma'isa dibur, so it's not achona. Irav the pas berishon. Likewise, you don't need a dibur pas besheini. Irav pas berishon. So even if it's eaten, you go beraglov besheini. Still, you don't. There's no isa achona because you don't have to say anything. Masha'enken irav beraglov berishon. And now you wanted the second day started with pas. Ein ma'arim betchila. Meaning, if you never used pas on day number one, then pas fathers a ma'isa dibur to be koine shvisa. And that's also asachona, so you can't be mechin, yontov cannot be mechin b'shabbos. That is the difference between ira beraglo berishon and pas b'sheni. What is the problem with pas b'sheni? Now the Gemara says ira b'pas berishon yim'arv b'pas b'sheni. We have a similar machlokes like we said before by raglo b'sheni if tafka lo yisamokam even l'ruach acheretz. Because when you do pas b'sheni, so the taz holds that the pas b'sheni is muta even ruach acheres. Once you're going back, the Gemara is going to say it's going to be oisa pas. So even though you're going l'ruach acheres, you don't need a dibur, and it's not considered ein ma'arvin pas betchila. Pas betchila the Taz holds is dafka when you weren't ma'arv pas at all yet. But if you're ma'arv pas berishon and now you're going pas b'sheni l'ruach acheres, that's not considered ma'arvin pas betchila, and that taka will be muta. However, others, the base mayor, Shem de Ritva, he holds that Ruach Acheretz is also even by Isa Pas. And that's how the Mishabur Taka Paskins. Because the fact that you're taking Pas to a different place is like being Ma'arba Pas Betchila. And Ma'arba Pas Betchila is Taka also. You can't start of Pas on Yontev. But that's considered a Ma'isa Achona. Because you need a Dibur. So even though it's the same Pas, but once it's Ruach Acheretz, so we have this same Yisodis like Machloikas. If Ruach Acheretz is considered an Akira, that it's considered Eim Aaron betchila bepas, and that the Gemara says il bepas biyam rishon ma'ar bepas biyam sheni or mashmul ve'oisa pas. That which we said il bepas b'rishon yema'ar bepas b'sheni, it means dafka the same loaf of bread oisa pas. But if it's not oisa pas, then taka will be a problem because it doesn't have the chalois kinyan that you shaft on the pas. Because that pass is already gone and it's a new pass, then it will be considered a ma'isa achon again, where you will need a dibur on a new pass. Zok Gemara Omer Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya that's mashma that we're talking about oisa pass. Dekem nami masnis in the ketoni, keitzad u oisa. Malicha b'rishon, you go with the pass on erev yontif. Umach shecholam in letter turn night, Thursday night it's yontif. V'noitlon, you bring it back home, you don't want it to stay out there and get lost. Uboyle b'sheni, you come back Friday afternoon before the onset of Shabbos. Mach shecholam oichloy uboloy. So we see clearly that you come back with the same piece of pass, you eat that now, and not a different pass, and uboloi, and emela, now you were koine shvisa for the second day. So we see clearly that you has to be dafka ba'oisa pass. But a different pass would taka be considered a ma'isa achona. Frek the Gemara v'rabonon, meaning the baplukta of rabbi that say that there's no isa achona, and they don't say like rabbi. From the fact that they asked the kashan on Rabbi Abaye and Rabbi Avchonin, that asked the kashan Rabbi, so they hold that even if you say shvisos bim koimi, it's not called the ma'isa achona. So why would you have to take the same pass? So the Gemara dilma hosam etzotevi kamashvelon. It's not saying that you have to dafke take the same pass. Come to them, you can take a different pass also because there's no isa achona. By taking a different pass. But it would give me an Eitzah Toiva. If you don't want to have two loaves of bread, you can utilize the same one loaf of bread, and you're having an Eitzah Toiva, you're saving, you're conserving on one loaf of bread that you can use for the second day also. So it's merely an Eitzah Toiva that you can take the pass back home and bring it back the second day. But L'Oilam L'Di Day, L'Oilam, you can be Ma'arav even pass Acheres when it comes for the second day. Now, in the Maskon Sagamore was saying that Ir bepas berishon, yema'ar bepas besheni, and you do not need a mirror when it's oisa pas. Now, in the etzem din mirror that you usually have to be koina, to shaft the kinyan shvisa, to shaft the trumin, we can learn what does the amira do? Is the amira shafting the chalois kinyan shvisa? Or the amira is just a gilui milsa, you're showing that this bread is meant for Erev, but not that the amira is shafting a chalois. Now Rashi in the beginning, Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis, Rashi says the reason why he can't send a Erev Biyad Cheir Shoyt V'Kotun is because the Kotun is Lav by Kinyan, Lav by Shvisa. And like Rishonim say to Ben Yonison, that he can't Meima Omer, he can't Shaf Kinyonim. So that's the chisorn, that Dibur Vaisa shafs the Kinyan, so that Amirish would shaf a Kinyan. Toysov there argues. Toysov says that the reason why the Kotun cannot do the Erev Truman is because we don't know if he's going to actually go to the way he's supposed to go. And an afkamina is that if Oymit V'Ge'eyu, then according to Toysov, the Kotun would be good. But according to Rashi, we see clearly that the Dibur would shaf the Chalois Kinyan. So the question is, Erev Pas Berishan, so that you can be ma'arba pas b'sheni, and you don't need a dibur, is mashma that it's not a kinyan. Because the fact that it's the same pas, ba'oisa pas, zok Shmuel, so it's a raya, it's a gilu milsa ba'alma, that I want to use this pas for Erev. Because if you be'etzim need a dibur for a chalois kinyan, what does Yom Yishan have to do with Yom Sheni? At the end of Maskonos HaGemara, we'll see soon, it's two kedushas. If it's two kedushas, what does Pas B'Rishon have to do with Pas B'Sheni? If the dibur shafs a chalois kinyan shvisa, so how could you get away with Pas B'Sheni without a dibur? What happened to the kinyan shvisa you have to shaf? You tell me that it was a kinyan shvisa yesterday on the Pas. What does yesterday have to do with today? Today is two kedushas. So from the fact that you don't need an Amira by Oysa Pas, is mashma it's a gilu mils ba'alma, that this is the pas for Erev. And that's why Oysa Pas, you don't need a dibur, because you have the gilu mils by the fact you're using the same pas. But if the kinyan shvisa is necessary out there, the dibur, then what does Oysa Pas help me? Where do you have a kinyan just because it's Oysa Pas? It's a different day. So the Maisa Rashi does say in Laman Aleph on the Beis that the Dibur shafts a Kenyan Shvisa, and that's why Kotten cannot be the Shliach on the Erev, because he's not by Kenyanu. So we see the Dibur shafts the Kenyan. So what's that Kapshat over here? Why would Erev Bepas Berishan work Bepas Besheni Boisa Pas? What does Yom Mishan have to do with Yom Sheni? It's Stei Kedushas. An Erev of Yom Mishan doesn't help for Yom Sheni. So why do you need this Kenyan Shvisa with Dibur? Where do you have it over here? Bishlam, if you never needed a dibur, it was only a gilui milsa the dibur. So here you have the gilui milsa idea having oisa pas. But if the dibur you need for the kinyan shvisa be'etzim, where do you have it? According to Rashi, what's the pshat over here? That ir bepas b'rishon, then you can use bepas b'sheni as long as it's oisa pas without a dibur, without any dibur at all. What happened? So the Rashi explains, and the Rashi says over here, that when you use the same pas, it's pas lekive hodar. Lekive hodar means it goes back, it reverts back. Yes, it's two kedushas, but it reverts back to what the original pas was. The original pas was a chalois kinyan shvisa. The same pas is the kive hodar. It goes back to that same status, even though it's space kedushas, because you're using the same pas taka. And the Rashi explains, because pas doesn't have little feet that it left its place. The only reason why the pas left is loymi nafshe ozel, he says, because man the shokel, the person that took it, adaita ladure, he took it in order to return it. So hind, when he returns that same pas, so mamela, he doesn't have to say anything, because lekive hodar, he's returning it back to its original status, that the pas was a kinyan shvisa. So la'olam amira is poil a kinyan shvisa, like Rashi says, laman alav amibayz. And that's why cotton is tak excluded. But when you use the same pass, it's the kive hodar, you have the kinyan shvisa without the dibur. It's like a continuation of the original kinyan shvisa of Yom Aleph, even though it's based kedushas. But la'olam, there's no raya over here that the amir is a gilu be'alma, and that's where oisa pas, you have the gilu without an amir. No, la'olam, the amir is a kinyan, and kotn is a smayit. Over here you have it because the kive hodar, the same pas, is as if you have the chalois taking place with the kinyan that took place yesterday. And ein chanami, if it's not the same pas, so then itaka wouldn't help the dibur, because the dibur shafs a chalois, and that chalois kinyan is takan isachona. Now the Meiri that we said, that raglo b'sheni helps even if there was no erev at all b'rishoin, even if you can go ruach acheres, he says, by raglov, and even if there was no pasid or raglov at all the yom rishon, you decide the second day to go b'raglov, he says you don't need any dibur. So l'chorei shver, we see clearly that you don't need any amir at all by raglov. So, What's pshat? L'chor, it's being ma'ar betchilo. Just like ma'ar bepas betchilo is also, so then raglov betchilo, why would it be muta? What's the havon in the Meiri? So the pshat is because like the Rambam says, that beraglov, all you have to do is stand in one place and machshir beliboy, that mean koina b'shvisa. I, Dvarim Shebelev, never worked to be poil l'chalois kinyan. Even with the umdin and muchach. So how could Yachshe Beliba help? The pshat is, Biraglov, it's not going to else kinyonim. Biraglov halta me'iri, that this is my mokum. This is where I am. This is my abode. It's like I'm in my home. I don't have to do a ma'isa kinyan. This is, you don't need a me'iri. You don't need anything Biraglov. Raglov is mekoimoi on kinyonim. And that's the difference between Raglov and Takapas. And that's where Raglov the me'iri holds that Yitaka won't even in a dibur, and even betchila you can start up a raglov even yom sheni. Zok the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah shayyore shemet is aber. Rosh Hashanah we're talking about not near Yerushalayim where they know when the Edim came. What happened was in the Zman HaMikdosh, Edim came Lamed El. If they came Lamed El, so then that day would be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day would not be. If they came after the first day, so then even if they come the same, the first day, so then we only ma'abed the second day. Chachom said, we don't accept it until the next day. And the reason is because of a takona that was made that one year they said, Shir Shal Yoim by Mincha, Shal Choyl, and then they came after Mincha, so it retroactively it turned Rosh Hashanah, so they said the wrong Shir. So they said that you have to keep Rosh Hashanah, you have to keep it Kodesh until they come. So if they come, then that is Kodesh, and if they come in the Mincha Mala, you have to continue keeping it as if it's Rosh Hashanah, and the next day becomes Kodesh. But Akoponim, so when a person is near with Shlaim, and he knows exactly what Bezdin Paskind, so then he knows it might only be the first day, or it might be the first and the second if they come Mincha L'malo. But it's possible if they come Lamed in the morning, it's only the first day Rosh Hashanah. But those that live far away don't know what happened. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shoyog Hashemet is Aber, you're not sure if it's going to be the first day or the second day. So Ma'arev Odom Shnei Eruvin, you can place two Erevs in two different directions. And we hold now that it's two Kedushas. But Omer, the first day Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to the east. And the second day Rosh Hashanah, I'm placing Erev in another direction. The first day to the Ma'ariv, or I'm only placing an Erev in a certain place on the first day, and the second day I'll be like Bnei Iri, I'll go the other direction, my original abode. Or my Erev is only on the second day, so all this is Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds that it's Shtei Kedushas, Rosh Hashanah, being that it's a suffix for those that are not near Yerushalayim, those that are in Goyla, it's a suffix for them which day is going to be in this Aber. So Yitak have to keep both. But it's me suffix both. One of them is Choyl, you just don't know. So because it's a suffix, so Memela, you have to keep both me suffix. But a component, you can place two Erevs in two different directions. Because it be'etzim, it's two Kedushas. It's not one Kedusha. The Chachomim argued. The Chachomim hold that it's Kedusha Achas. So you can't go in one day to the Mizrach and one day to the Ma'ariv the same day. It's Kedusha Achas. You can't be in two places in one day. So since it's Kedusha Achas, you can't place Mizrach and Ma'ariv. Zog the Mishnah in another case. A person can make a Tanai, a condition, on a basket of Tevel. Now you're not be mesakin trumas and ma'is on yontif because that's called tikkun mana. So masna odam al kilkla yontif rishon on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you make a tenai and you say if today is choil, so what I'm being taken off tikkun now is muta, and I'm not eating it only till tomorrow. So mela, it's not considered that I was mesakin on yontif because tomorrow is yontif and I was mesakin before yontif, and if today was yontif, so what I did now was nullified because he can't be misakin on Yontif. So tomorrow I'll take off. And tomorrow is Choyl. And I can eat it on Choyl and I can take off on Choyl. So Mela, Masna Odom ala Kilkla be Yontif Rishon. You make a Tanai and you Masna and you make a Hasna that if today is Yontif, so then on Yontif Rishon, v'oichla b'sheni, and you don't eat it till the next day because today might be Yontif, so I can't do anything today about it. But tomorrow I'm going to take off again Chumas and Maises. So Amei L'monav Shechetz Muta, because it's Taka two Kedushas. Two Kedushas means it's a Sofek, which day is Rosh Hashanah. But if we look at it like two Kedushas, but it's a Sofek. So if it's a Sofek, you can Taka make Asno. If today is Choyl, what I did today is good, and I eat it tomorrow on Yontif. If today was Kodesh, what I did today is no good, and I'll do it again tomorrow. And likewise, the third case, a Be'er that was born on Yontif Rishon, on Rosh Hashanah the first day, we're talking about now Rosh Hashanah, so it's Mut on the second day. Because if it's two Kedushas, if it's one Kedusha, it's Asa. Just like a Be'er that's Nerla, that 12 p.m. on Shabbos or on Yontif, it's also at 1 p.m. also. It's one day. So it's Neulat. Masha'enkin, if it's two Kedushas, so no the Bezeh is Mutez Bezeh. Because it's not considered that it's Neulat. It's from a different day. V'chem Be'esh and all the Be'rishon. And two Kedushas means it's a suffix. One day might be Choyl. So Memela, that's why it's Mutter. V'chem Be'esh, because Monavshech. If the first day was Yontif, so today is Choyl, so it's not Neulat. There's no Issa Neulat and Choyl. And if the first day was Choyl, then it's not Neulat either, because Choyl is no problem of Choyl being Mecha for Yontif. For Rosh Hashanah, the second day, for Chem Beis and all the Berishon, Teichel B'Sheni. So the Mishnah again, V'loy Hoyle Chachomim. Again, Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion it's Shtei Kedushas, but Chachomim hold that it's Kedusha Achas. So Memele Beyab and all the Bezeh is Asura Bezeh, and likewise, a Hasna and a Kilkel is not going to help because both days is one Kedusha. One Kedusha, so man, it's the same day. You can't be Mafrish. You can't be Misakin Mon on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Tikkun. It's not one of them is for Shochol. Not one of them is a Suffolk, which one, but it rather it's one Kedusha. So Chum argue, Sayan Beish and Aldo, Sayan Kilkalo, and Sayan Mizach HaMayra, because it's one Kedusha. Zog the Mishnah, the last Nekudu, Reb Doise ben Hukun is Oymer, Ha'oibel of Nehateva beyond Rosh Hashanah. If he's davening for the Omed, he says, Hachlitzenu, save us the Eibishta, Hashem Alekenu, as Yoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im HaYoim, Im Lamachar. You make a Asna in the Etzem Tefillah. If it's today Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, or tomorrow. Ulamachu, I may mayoim im emesh. So again, because it's two Kedushas, that means one day is a Suffolk. We don't know which one they came before Mincha. So only Lamed was Kodesh. And the second day is Chol. We don't know if it's the second or the first day. So that's called two Kedushas. So you can make a Tanai. Masha'enkein, v'loi hodel l'chachomim, chom holds Kedusha achas, and you don't make this type of asno in the Tefillah. Sok the Gemara man loy hoydeloy. Who are the Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda that say that's Kedusha Achas? Sok the Gemara Omar Rav, Rabbi Yosi hi. It's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya, Moidim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, the Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Eliezer before, by Yontav Somch L'Shabbos, the Mishnah before in the Flamet Ches, they hold that you can be Ma'arv one day to one direction and the other day to another direction. Because maybe it's Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas, you can't have two different directions. So even though the Chachom over there argue on Rabbi Eliezer, they agree, B'Rosh HaShonah Shoyore Shemet Isaber, that you could go two directions, because it's two Kedushas. Or B'Rish L'Mizrach V'Shein L'Mayrov. Or B'Rish L'Mayrov V'Shein L'Mizrach. Or Eruve B'Risha and Uvesheini Kivneiri, in the second day I'll be like Iri. Or the opposite, Eruve B'Sheini, the Ever, only before the second day, U'B'Risha Kivneiri. So the Chachomim that argue Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Yontav Asomach L'Shabbos, and they say that it's Kedusha Achas, they agree that by Rosh Hashanah it's two Kedushas. They agree that it's two Kedushas. And the reason is because Avada 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Avada 2 Kedushas. Because it's only Misofek of Shema Bo Eidim or not. So maybe Lamed was Kodesh, or maybe Lamed Alev was Nisaber. Hashenke in Yontav Asomach L'Shabbos, over there's no Sofek. So we did. They vade say it's kedusha achas. So even the chachomim, when chachomim Rabbi Eliezer, that they agree that Rosh Hashanah that yiktake go in two different directions. However, that's only the chachomim they agree to Rabbi Eliezer, and they say Rosh Hashanah yiktake go mizrach ma'ariv. However, Rabbi Yosi says you're not allowed to go in two directions by Rosh Hashanah because it's kedusha achas. It's for sure kedusha achas. So Mele, we see Rabbi Yosi the shita that holds that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, and Mele, you can't go in two different directions, and that's the Lohoideloi. The Lohoideloi, the Chachomish Lohoideloi is Rabbi Yosi. Zog the Gemara, Omalen Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi wants to prove to the Chachomim that it's Kedusha Achas. Iyate moidim shembo eidim min amincho lemailo shenoigin oisiyoim kodesh ulamocha kodesh. Meaning, you agree that if the eidim come on the first day of Lamed Elul, they come after Mincha, that you keep on telling the people that they can't be Mechal de Yoim, and have to keep on keeping that day Kodesh, and the next day is becomes Rosh Hashanah. So what's the pshat that you keep both days? The Edom came on the first day. Pshat is Kedusha Achas. So we see clearly that it's Niskadish with Kedusha Achas. And that's where you keep both days. Amdem zok de gemara, daf lametesam et beis, that the rabbonim say that's not a raya. Why? That's not the reason. The reason why we said you have to keep both days Kodesh is because if you're going to say suddenly that when they come in a mincha l'mayla, that we're not mekabel them because of the kilkel of the shir, and you can do melacha again, then next year, by the till mincha, when we say don't do melacha, in case they come, they'll be mezalzel and say, nah, they're not going to come, so they'll do melacha. So in Orot Kechad Lo Zilzulebe, we said that both days are Kodesh. Not because Kedusha Achas. Lo Lamit two Kedushas. There's no raya that you keep both days Kodesh. Is because of Kedusha Achas. It's loyalim to Kedushas, but Kechad Lo Zilzulebe. So we said you keep the first days Kodesh because you don't want for the following year that there'll be mezalzel and they'll do melacha even in the beginning of the day. And then the Eidah might come before Mincha, and then there's a real problem. We'll stop over here at the top of Lamed Tesa Amud Beis.